The Akwesasne Mohawks in upstate New York vote tomorrow on a proposed settlement to their decades-old land claim. Some members say it's the best possible deal and they want to move on, but others say they can do much better and heal a divided community in the process. David Summerstein of North Country Public Radio reports.
If the number of candidates in an election is a sign of a vigorous democracy, Akwesasne is off the map. 28 people are running for 3 chief and 3 sub-chief positions. But with a tiny reservation of some 10 square miles and 10,000 people, they agree on one thing. They're running out of space.
You get 2 or 3 generations from now, and we're going to be no land left. We're going to have to start building skyscrapers. You know, so right now the land is the most important thing to all of us.
Sub-chief candidate Louis Lazor stands outside the tribal building, a hodgepodge of tobacco shops, gas stations, simple homes, and vacant storefronts line the highway. Lazor says while there's consensus that land is paramount, candidates are fundamentally divided over how to get it. Last month, the tribal chief signed a memorandum of understanding with New York Governor George Pataki. It paves the way for a Mohawk-owned casino in the Catskills. It would also settle forever the Mohawks' claim to land they say New York took illegally in the 18th century. The tribe would get $100 million, some vacant land, and the right to buy more from neighboring property owners. Candidate for chief Melvin White says after decades of litigation, it's time to put the land claim to bed.
As a community member, I'm tired of losing to New York State. I think it's time to win, and I think we have an opportunity here to win.
But the deals aroused widespread opposition. Critics say $100 million isn't nearly enough. And if non-natives aren't willing to sell their property, the reservation could be landlocked forever. Outside the tribal building, a couple dozen Mohawks join Louis Lazor. They hold up signs and shout in protest. Lazor says this deal and this election is about more than just money and land. It's about who governs the Mohawk people.
We are part of a bigger thing called the Iroquois Confederacy. We're not just Akwesasne Mohawk Nation. We belong to something bigger. And what they're doing right now, they're undermining the power that the nation has.
This clash between ancestral traditions and contemporary politics has divided families for years. It's even provoked violence. A Mohawk Nation Council has existed for centuries, and under the Iroquois Confederacy is charged with making treaties with other governments. But the reservation is split in two by the U.S.-Canada border. Canada recognizes a different tribal government. The United States recognizes a third. Kenny Perkins says Saturday's vote is a chance to assert Mohawk sovereignty and reject the border.
If possible, let's have everybody come together and as one nation, like how it's supposed to be, and stop fooling around here.
All three councils, the American, the Canadian, and the traditional, are plaintiffs in the land claim case against New York State. Last year, they pledged to negotiate as one. But the U.S. recognized council signed the agreement alone amidst accusations of incompetence and secrecy.
There was no conniving intent to keep people in the dark here.
Council spokesman Ray Cook watches the protests from inside the tribal building. He shakes his head. When he was younger, he was the one out there. But he says as far as land claims in U.S. courts go, he's become a pragmatist.
And they're not going to give land back to an entity that's not federally recognized, like the Mohawk Nation Council.
Several other land claims are pending in New York. Experts say this deal is in the ballpark of a good settlement. Chief Alma Ransom, one of two candidates running for re-election, has been involved in the land claim talks for decades. She says this is the best offer she's seen, so she signed.
I knew that day that it could mean this is the end of my political career, but the deal is too good.
The tribe will hold a referendum on the land claim settlement in the coming weeks, but Saturday's election will determine how the deal holds up and how the new tribal chiefs will relate to their far larger and more powerful sovereign neighbors. For NPR News, I'm David Summerstein in Northern New York.